What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I got this feeling that I've been here before. I got this feeling that I've been here before.
Welcome to We Knows Parenting. I'm Peter McNerney.
I'm Beth Newell.
We're back.
Sorry about last week. We had an episode accidentally get deleted and Peter lost his mind a little bit, and then
they heard the mini episode that I recorded
and then I couldn't make it happen. It was a bad week, but I think, you know, in a productive way.
Today felt like an incredible turnaround.
Yeah, there's something about this year and like all of and the constant chaos that I feel like I look back on everything and I'm like, well, I did learn from that. I did when you melted down and then I didn't want to record and we got an argument. I do think we learned a little bit from that experience.
We always do. There's more words to that song.
I don't know.
Beth, do you know that we have been doing this podcast for 2 years now?
Yeah. Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, in an episode that got deleted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Part of why I couldn't re-record the episode was just everything we said was so fresh in my brain that I knew I would feel insane just repeat it. Like, it would just not come out of my mouth in a natural way. But now everything we said is like mostly erased from my brain.
Oh, we have a whole week of in an insane world to wash away whatever those thoughts were. You want to know what that episode was about? We were like, Mother's Day, how'd it go? Pretty good.
You know what I wanted to say that I actually didn't say when we recorded the deleted episode?
Sure.
Is that one of the true highlights of my Mother's Day is that you made me a baked brie. And I really think if you love someone, you should make them a baked brie because it was so perfect.
Well,
I love it. So I love a baked brie so much.
I know. I mean, I'm not going to take very much credit because when we went to the grocery store, you said, get baked brie.
I know. You mean puffed pastry and brie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I understood the implications. Yeah. And I did think of it. I thought, it's Mother's Day.
I don't think I actually said that. I think I said to get brie. I said
puff pastry was on the list.
I think my sister put it there. I don't know why, but I think I said to get.
Oh.
I said to get cheese with a rind because, as you know, I'm obsessed with putting food scraps in my freezer bag to make broth. So yeah. I was like, we have to eat some cheese with a rind on it so I can throw it in my broth bag.
But so that was your thought process, but you just wrote brie on the list and Allie wrote puff pastry.
Yeah,
and
who knows,
like,
why?
I was like, this is baked brie and it's Mother's Day. And
yeah.
I thought it was one of those things.
Well, then I said, can you make me baked brie?
I literally was thinking about it already.
Okay.
You read my mind.
Just same wavelength. Yeah. So we had a good kind of like lazy Mother's Day, not much going on besides baked brie.
And doing our taxes.
And you did our taxes, which I don't participate in. And I don't, you know, ask. I don't think everyone needs to understand how money works. it's not fun.
I mean, I barely do. And I'm doing our taxes.
I just like to associate with people who do understand and can tell me.
Yeah. I like to call tax day is more the, it's like the sixth anniversary of me saying next year I'm going to pay someone to do this for me.
Yeah, I do every year. I didn't say it this year. Every year it's like dragging on and I'm like, we should be like compiling our expenses, which we're not doing, which we should be as freelancers, and then we should be hiring an accountant to do a better job. And then every year it's like all of a sudden the year's over and we didn't keep track of our expenses.
Our audit risk level is very low because I'm paying probably extra money just to not stress about it.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I mean, it's like you know what? If I hired somebody.
Oh, we could be paying less money.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But you know what? The amount of, I'm like, how much, I think about the extra money I'm potentially paying now, and that's how much I'm spending to make my taxes very easy.
Right. Yeah. If we did a good job, we could definitely save some money, but it is like, at the end of the year, is it worth our time to obsess over this?
Nope.
No. Okay. This is a parenting podcast. I don't know why we're talking about Mother's Day.
Parenting related.
The other big thing we covered on the last episode is that Maven had stuck a craisin up her nose.
Oh my gosh, we gotta talk about the craisin.
We should talk about that.
I almost forgot.
A very intense experience for all of us. She was not happy about it.
She goes, Daddy, Daddy. And I come in and she goes, I put a craisin in my nose. And my first reaction was to laugh, which I didn't do. And then I realized, oh, that's actually bad. We cannot go to the hospital. And then as I was thinking that, you know, because coronavirus.
Right. No, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, we have to handle this
on
our own.
I had that thought. She started to stick her finger in her nose. And I was like, I can't have her push it further in. So I grabbed her hand and I was like, also, gotta keep it light, gotta keep it calm so she doesn't panic. I'm like, okay, let me see. And I just put my finger on the upper outside of her nose.
It was Mission Impossible. Like, we all snapped into gear and we were like, it's okay, just play it. Like, it was like,
we got her on the bed and you were soothing her and I'm like, let me take a look. And the chair's going, no! And I was like, this is...
Yeah, it became a three-person job where I had to hold her arms down while you held the tweezers to get it out, and my sister had to shine a flashlight in her nose.
My favorite is I rushed into Allie's room, and I go, she was on a conference call, and I go, Allie, Maven put a craisin up her nose, and we need three adults to pin her down so I can pull it out with tweezers. Let's go. And I got to say, it was just far enough back. I said this before, I'm repeating myself to you, but just far enough back where I could tell as I put the tweezers in, it's like a very unpleasant sensation for her.
Yeah.
That feeling of like things should not go that far in your nose. I did not want to push it further in, but I couldn't get it in without closing it a little because she has a tiny little nostril.
I was so scared you were going to push it in further.
But I got it. I got it first try.
Yeah. I do think this is like strangely what a lot of people are dealing with right now with having to have their kids get tested for coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's like very disturbing to have things shoved up your nose. Yeah.
But anyway. She was fine. She's good. Boy, the whole rest of the week, after that episode got deleted and I lost my mind and we had a bit of a fight.
Yeah.
And then I was just very sad for the whole week
was just really hard. I felt like the whole week was like little things like that where I was like, I know this isn't the end of the world, but this is just a lot to be processing right now. And it's just like one thing after another. It was just like exhausting.
And I think when we're both in that mode, it's a vicious cycle because I start to then, it's like, I just want to be happy. And then I'm so nervous around you that I just, like, I haven't talked to you for 8 hours and you come into the room and I'm like, immediately say the wrong thing.
Well, we've also, just because of everything, I think we've both been having days where you're like, it's the world is so overwhelming and then we just crash and need like a nap. And yeah. It's like, I feel like in the last week or so, maybe a couple weeks, I've started to become more aware of like, Peter is also dealing with all these things. Not that I wasn't before, but it was sort of just like, I could tell you were also having bad days. And I was like, just hold it together.
I got to say my favorite moment of the week was when I was like, you want some breakfast? And you're like, yeah. And I made you a poached egg and I put onions in it in a combination that I know historically you don't like.
Well, for some reason, onions and avocado mixed together first thing in the morning makes me feel nauseous. I eat guacamole at like later, but like it's the morning. I just, my stomach is like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, in my mind, I was like, oh, red onions, but I did a scallion. And then I was like, but they are red onions. Anyway, you started eating it and you go, are there onions in this? And in my brain, I was like, I thought this was the moment we were going to move past a thing. And then I was just like about to be defensive. And then I was like, and then I thought about it and I was like, I know this. I know you don't want these. I should have known this. And I looked at you and you had like, you made a choice to not be upset or to try. You made a choice to try to not be upset. You didn't totally succeed, and I felt
I wasn't. I was just like,
but
the only thing that felt disappointing to me was that I felt like I was offending you after you poached an egg, and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't eat this. Like, I just, I'm trying to be better.
You were great
about speaking up for my needs and not feeling guilty about it, and I was just like, I'm not eating this.
That's great. Because weirdly, after that, I felt terrible. And I was like, well, of course I fucked it up. But then I also recognized that you were being positive.
Just, I want you to know, just for the record, there's been a lot of times this week where you have done things that I have felt like, this makes no sense that he would do this way. And then I have to just be like, you married a space cadet person. Just get over it. Like,
I felt every single one of those moments.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
There was 2 days, and the egg thing was the last thing, but there was 2 days before that where every single thing I said to you, I could feel it land on you, and I could feel you being disappointed, and I could feel you needing to put in an effort to go through that process. That thought process was completely apparent to me. But because I've been with you for so long, first, I'm defensive in my head, and then I'm hurt, then I'm sad, and I'm embarrassed, and then I'm able to recognize Beth just put in a very real effort to not make this a thing, and I appreciate it.
Part of the issue, which I think we're learning to deal with, is that we're both hypersensitive to each other's feelings. Mm-hmm. And I told you when you found out the podcast episode was deleted, I was sitting in our bedroom trying to do work. And all of a sudden I felt so nauseous. Like I was like so sick. I was like, why do I feel so bad? And then you walked in so upset that the episode was deleted. And I was like, oh, I literally was like feeling him from the other room. I know like this sounds insane, but I was like, I was like, that was not my energy. And it's hard to separate it out sometimes.
Yeah. And it's the whole bunch of days after that, we were in this tiptoey state back and forth, I felt like, which a lot of the times exacerbates each other's feelings. Like, I feel like when I'm being extra careful, you just feel how tense I am and you're more annoyed at things.
Well, yeah. I think it was just like unspoken that we were both feeling exhausted lately and like, just kind of like phoning it in on childcare. And it was a tag team effort where I was just like, okay, well, like it's okay that this the other person is just shutting down and passing out in the other room.
Yeah, I had a victory in, I realized that I will, when I feel like you're mad at me or you're retreating, I'll have weird, angry, jealous, lonely feelings. And the first opening, I'll go too hard into like, okay, now we're connecting, dump my things. And for those days, I'm like, this will pass. I'm going to totally let Beth go when I can. And then like, and also at the end of that week, I spent a whole day working and realizing, why are my pants so tight? Oh, because I've definitely gained 20 pounds.
20 pounds? I don't think so.
I mean, 10 to 15, easy. But the last 2 days, today I woke up at 7. Went for a walk, got home right as the kids woke up. I started tracking my food again. And in a day and a half, I feel like $1 trillion. and like you went through a thing too, and well, suddenly yeah. You could feel it. I was like, oh, we're happy to be in the same room with each other.
Yeah. Well, we've also, I think, both been trying to exercise a little more because of all this. But then on the days when we go hard exercising, I think we both just kind of collapse for the rest of the day. Like, we just can't, like, our bodies don't know how to handle it.
Yeah. When I exercise hard after having done nothing for weeks.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been running, like, relatively regularly, and it's just like, I feel like when I push it a little further than normal, which is not very far, my body is just like, well, it's going to take us a few days to deal with this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not athletic.
Today's the day I didn't eat 9,000 calories and have 5 servings of alcohol. And I feel great.
I did have a real win this week where I had to go to CVS for something, so I got a package of Snickers ice cream bars, and I hid them from you in the basement, and it was really satisfying to just, like, know that I could have one, and they weren't all being eaten.
Hey, guess how long ago I found this?
No, I know you found them, but it was after I brought one up, and you saw it in the freezer.
Well, that was the tip, is I saw one in the freezer, and I was like, Whose Snicker bar is this?
You were like, can I have this?
No, I didn't even. I was like, who's Snicker? Like, I'm not. There's one Snickers bar in the freezer. I'm like, this is somebody's Snickers bar. So I was like, who has a Snickers bar in here? And you're like, do you want it? I was like, can I?
You like lost your mind. And it was like very funny for me and my sister.
Well, then I saw your sister come up from the basement holding one. And I was like, oh, we have some? She had two. And she goes, yeah, you want one? I go, yeah. She goes, and then she said, that was the last one, so enjoy it.
But my goal is...
there was a whole other box.
That's true. My goal is not to deny you the treat. It's just to delay the amount you're eating so that I can get some.
Listen, it is best for everyone that you lie to me.
It was really satisfying. I was like, we all got to have a couple. It was great.
Well, and also, when I found them... First of all, I was like, they lied to me. And then I was like, Yeah, I would have lied to me. And then it really slowed me down. So I was like, I'm not going to eat a whole box and prove them right. I'm going to eat three over 2 days and prove them half right.
So you're telling me they're all gone now?
Oh, they've been gone for days.
Yeah. Okay. This is a parenting podcast, and our children also have been sneaking a lot of food and just like ransacking the house. Like we obviously we have to buy less treats, but they get into everything.
I gave them both the bath today, or was involved in two, and I was like, we have some little plump kids. I was like, are they just snacking like me endlessly? Yeah, they are. I mean, not that obviously. I'm not worried about it.
I really enjoy it. Like, I still think about this. So we're trying to buy a home and renovate a kitchen. And so we were telling I had this idea for our architect to buy counter stools that are mounted to the floor so that it's like easier to sweep around, and also our kids can't drag them over to the cabinets to get things out of the cabinets.
Yeah.
Ooh, and smart. One of our architects was like, it's so funny you say that because they left a package of Oreos out that their 2-year-old got into the next morning, yeah, and she ate like the whole package, and the only thing she would say was, I'm full. And I just like really love that image. It's cute when it's other people's kids. You're like, yeah, eat it all.
Eat all the snacks. Boy, they eat all the snacks.
Yeah, we just need to buy healthier snacks.
Yeah.
None of us have any control at all.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hello, this next segment is called Would You Knows What You Would Rather Do? Would you rather?
I love that you started this segment by saying hello. Hello.
Hello.
To the middle of the show.
We took a long break on our end between these segments, so it felt like I needed to say hi again.
It was a rare moment where I realized that we had nothing planned for the middle, so I made something up and it's really stupid. I was trying to think of a would you knows, but instead I came up with a would you rather. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm going to stumble through this. Okay, so basically, this is three realities. Which one would you choose?
Okay.
We, just because we're idiots and we keep fucking it up and we have a series of triplets and twins, we have 5 children in the next 3 years. All right,
well,
so you just got
a series of triplets and twins would not result in 5 children. It would result in more.
A series was the wrong word. As I was saying that, I was like, this is too many. So I shortened it midway to
okay.
Triplets.
We're
and twins.
Irresponsible and we end up with 5 children.
Plus our others, so that's 7.
Okay, 7 children.
So 7 children. They're all healthy. They're great. We can afford it. But it's, you know, intense. Or you give birth to a Dr. Manhattan style baby. You know Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen?
Yeah.
All knowing.
But he wasn't born that way.
No, but ours is.
Okay.
Knows everything as a child and is experiences all time at once and is omnipresent and completely powerful. And because they know what is going to happen, they know everything.
I could hang with that, I think.
But
I would be good at that.
But it's a real, like Dr. Manhattan, it's a real bummer of a nothing matters. And you can't experience joy with this person because they're everywhere at once. They're constantly in the moment of their own death.
Did we talk about how Maven said she has a dead girlfriend? Was that in the deleted episode or the one?
A dead girlfriend.
She said a dead friend. She said one of her best friends is a dead girl she hangs out with at daycare. Did we talk about that? Anyway.
We talked about last week.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
so. Nella, who hits her when she says bad words like stupid.
Yeah. But we talked about it on the deleted episode.
I think so.
Okay. Anyway, our Maven maybe sees ghosts and I think it's great. Anyway.
Sidebar.
Her friend, it's not Nella. That's not the name of the ghost.
No, that's her baby doll.
Hallie is the name of the ghost girl.
You said something so funny the other day where you were like, I think Maven sees chakras.
Well, it was so, okay, let me tell the story. I'm going to interrupt your hypothetical.
Interrupt it.
So Maven was like, everyone has a pee ball where they pee out of their butt. And I was like, what? And she's like, it's a ball. Everyone has it down in their butt that they pee out of. And it sounded almost like she was describing chakras. So I was like, you mean like a light? And she was like, no, it's red, a red ball. So if you understand chakras, you would know that the root chakra is red. So I was like, what?
And those diagrams, it's like all the chakras are like a stacked circles, right? Like head and...
Yeah. Yeah. So the root chakra would be like your lowest one at the base of your spine, which is like where your butt and your genitals are. So anyway...
I
tell you this and I'm like, it is so weird the way she explained this. And you were like, oh, I showed her like a medical diagram of like a bladder. And I was like, yeah, that is a pee ball.
It's a red pee ball.
But at one point she talked to me about it later. And I was like, I think maybe some people call that a chakra. And she was like, oh, yeah, I forgot what the word is. P-ball was my joke name for it. So, like, she just thought chakra meant bladder. Like, she just did.
Boy, children say the darndest things.
Yeah, okay, anyways, the third hypothetical. We've got
all right.
7 kids or Dr. Manhattan child or...
Yeah, and the whole world knows about this Dr. Manhattan child, so you're dealing with that and... You know, villains wanting to take his power and all that. Third is we give birth to the next, you know, Justin Bieber. And he's so talented.
Wow.
That, like, he, you know, he's doing drumming YouTube videos at age 4. And he becomes the biggest, you know, Taylor Swift level of fame. And you have to be that kid's mom.
Wow. That's a lot of responsibility.
All of those three things are a lot of responsibility. That's the idea.
I'll tell you which one I don't pick is 7 kids. That's like a real distant third place for me.
Okay, what if it was 2 more kids?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's easier than dealing with a superstar kid. I don't want to be managing my child's career because I want to have my own career. So that does seem like a lot.
Yeah.
Dr. Manhattan Kid seems like potentially useful. I feel like it would make me feel more, a little more zen. Like I would just be like, yeah, you're right. Like,
if he's like, nothing matters, mother.
Well, someone I saw online recently shared what like their psychic thought was going to happen with coronavirus. And they were like, it's gonna like get worse and like be the worst in like December, and then we'll finally get back to like a new normal by February. And part of me was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, I would rather like know the hard truths and just be like, that's what's happening. Like, I don't think I would be that bothered by a Dr. Manhattan child.
Did you watch the rest of the Watchmen TV show?
Yeah.
With the Dr. Manhattan stuff?
Yeah.
Yes. It's real depressing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for him, but like, I feel bad for all of us.
That's sort of how I was feeling last week. Last week, I was like, I don't like anything. I don't like anyone. I don't want to be with anyone. I'll never be happy again. You know, depressed. And then something turns a corner and I'm like, I love people.
It's
just
really up and down lately. Like, I don't feel like we have control over like what's going to be the good days or the bad days. You just have to be like, oh, wow, this seems like a good day. And you have to really like lean into it. And then the bad days, I just feel like I'm like processing a lot of emotions that I'm just like purging out of my body.
I will say today I decided, because I think this is true for a lot of people, but it was very true for me, that when this all started, I was like, well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime insane thing, so rules don't apply anymore. Like, we're on vacation, and so I stopped, like, tracking my food. All routine was gone. And last week, it feels like it all came to a head. Of like, I feel totally out of control. And then today I was like, I have no routine. I'm starting a routine. And so I took it out on our kids. And today I told, because Bryn has been realized last week that if he doesn't want to do a schoolwork thing, all he has to do is be difficult. And then he'll just get to watch TV. And so today I was like, he's going to fight this so hard. But new rules, which is, the TV does not go on unless he does every single thing that his teacher has asked him to do. And he has gone outside.
Yeah, they really need to get outside. The days that they get outside and really run around, they're so much better to deal with.
Today was better.
Yeah.
And I went for a walk first before they woke up. He fought me harder than he's ever fought anything because he didn't want to write one sentence. I realized I'd been letting him get away with that. I sent him to his room twice, and he finally came down. And after hours of not writing the one sentence for his weekend news, which he's fully capable of doing, he's like, he's fighting. He's like, I don't want to do it. He got really anxious about it. And then finally he came down after like making up with me twice. And he just like did it in 2 seconds. It was over. And then he was suddenly really proud of himself. And then he did the two other things that he didn't want to do. And we spent more time doing work, but he was happy doing it. And then we went outside and it was great. I'm like, all right, that's the new routine. That's what we're doing. And now that your sister is away this week, he also has to walk the dog in the middle of the day. All this before he can turn on the TV.
That's good. Yeah. I have been trying to give myself a routine, which is like meditate, do gratitude, and then ideally I exercise at some point during the day, but that doesn't always happen. And I've noticed that on weekends, my routine tends to fall apart because it's like the kids are just in my face and it's like hard to pull myself away to do my routines. But I did this weekend, actually, I think, meditate both days, and I feel like it makes such a huge difference.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I would choose Dr. Manhattan Child. I'll sit there meditating with them, and I would probably be like trying to connect a lot and be like, yeah, I think I'm picking up on that too. But like, I wouldn't know half of what they know.
You know what? Realistically, I think I would pick the famous kid.
Wouldn't that kind of kill you though? Like as an entertainer to have like, to be eclipsed by your child?
I don't mind being eclipsed. It's the, well, that would give me opportunities like industry connections to do projects I wanted to do. But boy, I would then be like, oh, people are going to think of me as like, I'm just Justin Bieber's dad.
If you tried to leverage that for industry connections, you would be just like the sad dad. Like everyone in the industry would be like, oh, his dad's asking us if he can do a walk-on in this scene.
Like, here's the thing though. We would never be this child's parent.
No.
Because we would never push our kids the way a Justin Bieber or a Macaulay Culkin's parents push them.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I just don't think either of her kids are suited to that right now. So
I've had a lot of people ask me to like bring Bryn to an audition. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. He won't take direction, but mostly I don't want to.
Yeah, let's not really encourage them at anything.
They're like, your parents are... I'm like, you guys need to have real careers, not like us. Let's not encourage them.
They'll like 180 on us and be scientists or something.
Sure, we'll send them to business school.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack.
Visit slack.com to get started.
This next segment is called Listeners Want to Knows. It's where we take questions and comments from you guys.
This email comes to us from Teresa. Subject line, we knows, love from Oregon, and baby pig. There's four C's, so I had to say it that way. All right, ready for baby pigs? This is the same child, baby and young. Boom.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's so cute. Little pigtails.
Oh, my God. Hello, Beth and Peter. All caps. Gosh, I've been listening to We Knows for an age now, and honestly, it's the only podcast, especially geared towards parenting, that I truly look forward to and genuinely enjoy. I've tried some other parenting pods, and none of them did it for me. So I'd like to thank you for your honesty, wit, and authenticity with this pod. It's refreshing AF. So, I'm writing to you from Portland, Oregon. I'm 30, and my first child is 4.5 years old. Photos here are of Madeline, when she was a few months old, and recently one of her now. I'm writing this before her dinner and bath, so it won't be the most well-written, as I'm trying to be concise and quick to get our evening routine going. Long story short, all caps, I'm pregnant! During the pandemic. Yikes! I did listen to Beth's book. Loved it. Thank you, Beth. I'm almost 35 weeks along. I've got a puppy. What a dumb idea. That was her saying that, not me. And now homeschooling my four-year-old. I'm exhausted, like many of us parents are. My fiance is going into work every day, and we are also opening a restaurant on the side. So he's double booked and basically never home until the evening routine is over. The picture I'm trying to paint is this. I'm really so religious about cleaning my house and having things in order, which is very hard to do with a toddler, a puppy, and a third trimester belly. But I get it done. My biggest fear right now is that when I'm lying in our room with a new baby on my boob, my fiance, God bless him, will let the house go to absolute shambles. I physically won't be able to stop the madness. I have nightmares of a greasy stove and puppy pee on the floor, him using the white dish towels to clean up some filthy mess on the floors. I'm just not ready for my orderly home to be ruined. I have to figure out what to do about this dilemma. Do I just stop fretting over what I have inevitably cannot control? Or do I keep driving home the message to everyone in the house that they're responsible for keeping some semblance of tidiness around the place? Do I hobble my ass out here during my fourth trimester aches and pains to give orders? I just don't know what I'll do. My fiance is great at many things, but Lord knows he can't clean to my standards. Also, I'm just naturally better at multitasking and apprehending the messes before they happen. It's kind of a juggling act. During one of your recent episodes, someone asked Beth about family movie night, and she replied that while she enjoys it, it's also a great time for her to just get some cleaning done. I can relate to this because I have trouble sitting through movies or other activities, knowing there's a running list of things I'd like to get done in the house, because in the long run, it makes things run much smoother. What do you guys think about all this? What's a girl to do? Advice, tips, hacks, welcome. Lots of love from Oregon. Kind regards, Teresa.
I really relate to this.
Boy, you sure do.
Did she say she was in an apartment or no? I can't remember.
I don't know.
But I think, so I talked to you about this last week, but when we were in our apartment up until recently, I've been, you know, pretty anal about cleaning just because there's only so much surface area and it makes you feel insane when you can't find stuff and everything's just like piled up. And since we've gotten to the house we're currently living in during coronavirus times, we have much more space. And my sister is living with us and she's not quite as tidy as me, nor are you. And I've had to really start to like mentally adjust to like more clutter and stuff everywhere. And I do think like the solution is a combination of both, which is like when she has a newborn baby, I think she deserves to have clean bottles or whatever she needs, breast pump parts. Like she deserves to be able to go in her kitchen and like make a meal and not have like piles of stuff. But I think the broader like clutter issues, I think it would probably be good if she could try to mentally adjust expectations a little bit.
Yeah, it is. So as the person who slowly started to understand your cleanly needs and being able to physically see the messes, because I was so like, oh, whatever. And I was like, don't understand. And not even noticing when things are being cleaned up. Over a long period of time, I've adjusted pretty dramatically, and I see a space through your eyes.
Well, because I trained you.
Yes.
And my advice is to focus on one activity at a time so that you don't overwhelm his little man brain. try to calmly, without getting angry, say, can you take out the trash? Can you take out the trash? And you say it over multiple times over the course of a week or two until that activity starts to become a little bit more, you know, automatic for him. And then you move on to like loading the dishwasher or like these. And you
Here's
have
the thing is that, boy, what you just described is not how I recall it. And this is a selfish thing, which is the beginning of this is defensive, which is you try to rationalize it because no one wants to be told that they're doing it wrong or you're not helping. And so my first reaction is, it's fine. You're overreacting. I clean at different times than you. And like part of it was a different processing and like we blah, blah, blah. But I realized that like you can't ask somebody to lower their standards. It's like, you can't tell someone not to feel the way they feel. And so in any roommate situation.
Well, I do think when it's really clean, like we're all calmer to some degree.
Well,
it's just that I'm more sensitive to it.
Right. But there's a certain point. I mean, after a lot of struggle and me fighting, and I've said this before, but I changed my behavior a lot, not because I was like, I'm going to help out. I'm going to be nice. It was out of spite. And I was like, oh, you're keeping score? Well, I'm going to literally do everything so that you can't possibly criticize me. Haha, I've beat you, Beth. But of course, that's exactly what you wanted. And so when you say things like, I trained him, I'm like, oh, fuck you. I put in the work and I changed it. Oh, that's what you wanted. Oh, that is, huh. So it was not a smooth thing. And initially I was like, I'm going to do this so you can't possibly criticize me. But the surprising result was that like, I'm much happier when I'm on top of things. And when, the more I was taking, you know, I've said this before, if you think you're taking care of everything, then you know you're at least taking care of half. And so there have been times where I'm like, I'm more on top of things, so I'm probably fine.
Something that I feel like maybe we heard this when I was pregnant for the first time. Maybe it was like our midwives or something. But there's like something where in a healthy partnership, like a 50-50 partnership, everyone feels like they're doing 60% of the work.
Yeah, that's become my only advice to my male friends is I just say literally do everything. And they're like, but you can't tell. I'm like, just literally do everything.
Because it's still not actually everything because you didn't think of everything.
Yeah, it won't be.
But there's still like a ton of dirty laundry that you didn't even think about.
But the thing that I was shocked is once I got to a place where I felt like I was doing the majority, it wasn't that I beat you. It's that I felt really good about myself. I was like, oh, I'm an adult. I'm reliable. I think one of my biggest fears is you thinking of me as a nuisance or not reliable or stupid or whatever. And the idea of you looking to me as someone who will take care of you is like overwhelming. I mean, that's not like you.
What do you say?
When you are proud of me, or when you rely on me, when I take care of things.
When I feel like you're actually reliable. That's yeah.
When you know, when there are certain things that you rely on me to do, or that you don't.
That's how I feel if I do like school drop off for you, which is like there are certain things that I just like don't really do. And that's one of them. And when I have to get up out of bed, get the kids dressed, get them where they're going, and like I do it all by myself, I'm like, I did it. Like I just like because it's like so hard. Like when you're doing tasks that you don't normally do, they're so much harder than if you had like a routine.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you what. Getting up and taking the kids to things, that was definitely one that started out of spite.
Well, that started when I was recovering from thyroid surgery, and then we just kept doing it.
Yeah, but then that was one where I was like, I like to do this. I mean,
well, you're definitely better at it than me.
I don't like waking up early when I haven't got enough sleep, but I can do it.
You're better at being sleep deprived than I am.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're better physically at carrying children out. Across the, you know.
And our children are more scared of me than they are of you. But what should she do? One thing I would say is, while you can right now, you don't want to nag a person. I know that word is loaded. When you're exhausted and you've just had a baby. So now is the time. Like, I think... Because you talked about this. You're like, I'm going to need help. You're going to need to take care of things. And I didn't realize how much I didn't know what the things were or how often the things needed to happen or how to see it. I think that if somebody handed me a piece of paper and was like, laundry happens 4 times a week. Dishes happen every day.
Right.
Like, here's a literal list. I think I needed that.
Yeah,
I have no idea what your fiance is like, but I'm the type of person that would have benefited from a very literal, here's what I need you to do.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be your responsibility, but it might serve you in the long run.
Yeah, I think, depending on his personality, she could maybe try to find a strategy. Like, I feel like if they treat this like he's training for a marathon, and it's like, you know, the first week you do a couple miles or whatever, if you're like, hey, you just have to take out this trash, wipe down these counters, do that a couple times, and then it's like by the time the baby comes, this guy's cleaning the whole house.
Hey, I did not respond. Yeah. I prefer a checklist.
You prefer a checklist. I think like people, it's overwhelming to learn like a lot of things at once.
It's true. It's true. I mean, maybe do it in stages. But yeah, also don't be afraid to voice your needs and repeat yourself. I think that's really hard for you, Beth, to repeat yourself.
I don't like to repeat myself. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
But yeah, like trying to like hold it together and ask nicely, I think makes a huge difference in whether you can get someone to do something for you. It's hard to ask nicely when you feel like you're repeating yourself.
I feel like whenever you and I put an effort in to ask nicely, it really backfires.
That's not true. That's not true.
Historically.
No, that's not true.
I think in the past, we have been on each other's cases about...
No, it backfires when you do it, not when I do it.
Sometimes when you try to ask nice... It is not nice.
That's not true. So many times lately, I have been so exhausted and been like, can you please do this?
Lately, you're right. Lately, you've been great. I'm saying historically. I'm like, 4 years ago, you asking nice was my least favorite thing.
Well, she has a 4-year-old with this guy, so I'm going to assume that they've done some work already on communicating.
Yeah.
But the thing that you do that is infuriating is that you... In trying to be nice, you tiptoe around it. And so you speak really slowly and carefully in a way that starts to sound really patronizing. And it's just like
Yeah.
It's like you you're bringing like a charged, anxious energy to the interaction that makes it feel worse.
This is, you try to get really, be really nice, and it sounds so condescending. We do that to each other. I mean, mine's more out of fear, and yours is more out of trying to not be upset. But again, in the past, recently, you figured out this tone.
I figured it out. Anyway, yeah, they'll get through it.
Teresa, you're great. I could tell your email was very witty and well written. You communicate well, and I think you're gonna crush it. And your fiance, we're rooting for him. And if he fucks up, write into us and we'll shame him.
And just give up on homeschooling that four-year-old because...
They don't need to know anything.
She's only four. School year's almost over. Shit doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Get some rest. Put those pregnant feet up and watch some TV.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Let's do that now. This has been another episode of We Knows Parenting. If you'd like to write in, send us an email, say hello, ask us a good question, would you know scenario, any or all of the above, you can email us at weknowspod@gmail.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 347-384-7396.
Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at We Knows Pod.
Rate, review, subscribe, and buy my book, There's No Manual, Honest and Gory Wisdom About Having a Baby.
Buy the book! We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.